It's a Tuesday morning and time for the Dwell Properties Sports Bite, proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialists. And we're going to change it up this week on the Dwell Sports Bite and start with some school sports, and of course from Ashton College here in Ballito. Huge congratulations to Michaela James, who made the under-14B KZN water polo team that are going to be touring to Johannesburg in December. A great achievement. Also from Ashton College, a huge congratulations to Diego Rodriguez on his call-up to the under-19 KZN soccer team for the interprovincial tournament that was held this past weekend in Johannesburg. And the better news is that the KZN Eagle team that Diego was part of were crowned national champions this past weekend. Well done to all of you from Ashton College. That's a great achievement. From Umhlali Prep, of course, news there on the water polo front. And a host of kids from Umhlali are representing KZN for water polo in the upcoming RPT tournament to be held in Joburg from the 6th of December to the 10th of December. The only unfortunate thing is you've got to go to Joburg, but well done to Ben Ace, Charlie Sheppy, James Gaddy, Liam Sharp, Corbin Stunder, and Jake Hodgson. And then on the girls' side, Olivia Buerta, Abigail McHugh, Emily Wang, Emily Wilson, and Tatum van der Merwe. A great achievement from both Umhlali and Ashton, and we wish KZN and these schools all the best in the upcoming tournaments. On to the Women's Cricket World Cup, and what a game of cricket the Protea women put on yesterday against Bangladesh. Nadine de Klerk with a six off the third last ball to grant South Africa victory, meaning that we have three wins out of four games and are well placed to make the semi-finals in the Women's World Cup. Great result indeed. And of course, the big game saw Australia beat India, and Australia currently head up the proceedings at the Women's World Cup. All to play for and some great viewing as well. Get in front of a TV. On the rugby front, the URC, the Sharks, finished off their tour with another loss. A truly dismal tour for the Sharks, to say the least, but we'll welcome them home. The Bulls and the Lions also on a losing side this past weekend, unfortunately. But the Stormers, however, continue their shining start to the season with an unbeaten run as they go from strength to strength. Lots to play for in the URC, and it's good to have the Springboks back in the respective squads. On the cricket front, the Proteas, of course, are playing Pakistan abroad in the first test match. On a turning pitch in the subcontinent, the Proteas have their work cut out. A couple of wickets have fallen, and boy, they're going to have to bat their way through day 3, 4, and 5 to get a result against Pakistan. On the football front, the World Cup qualifiers. Bafana Bafana had a disappointing draw on Friday against Zimbabwe here at Moses Mabhida Stadium in Durban. And now, unfortunately, it's not looking good for qualification for the World Cup. They will hope other results go their way, but knowing that they have to win their last game as well to stand any chance of qualifying for the next World Cup. And then lastly, on the local paddle scene, well done to Nick Scott from the Dwell team, who brought out her forehand and managed to get a victory finally for the Dwell team and put them on the board. So hopefully the Dwell team can go strength to strength, just like they are in terms of the gated estates here on the North Coast. And that's it for the Dwell Sports Bite, proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialists.